This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Get a 149.com with code MMA149. TiVo, get $50 off a Romeo DVR with code MMA. Venso, get 15% off your order with code MMA Nuts. Woo! Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts episode 223. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Cheers.
Happen that.
You know.
Hey, what? Chris Cyborg Monday just happened. Did you buy anything?
Cyborg Monday?
Yeah.
No. You know what's crazy? Is I spent no monies on Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year. So, fuck all that.
Weird.
I don't think those are the best days for deals. I think deals happen all month long. You just have to know.
You have to navigate the spectrum.
Yeah, my wife has like been on point with the deals. She's like, no. She's like, I've been researching this shit. We need it. This is the best price. We need to buy it like right now. And she's right. She's like on the ball. I'm like, oh. Okay. They have these scanner apps now. I don't know.
Did you mention that
on the show? Yeah, you can do like in the store, scan shit and find like stuff online. Like it knows when shit's cheap or whatever. But that's pretty crazy when you think about it, how connected everything is now.
Right. Everything's connected. Yeah. You got to know everything and anything.
No.
Except they still teach you like you're a fucking retard in school. It's all memorization, no free thinking.
Correct. And the number one thing they don't teach you about is finances. No one knows shit about finances, and they should be teaching that in school.
And the math is confusing. I just met with my daughter's fourth grade teacher because they try to teach him
the crazy math.
Three different ways to do multiplication. And I said, listen.
I heard about this.
Listen. We don't like three different ways. Like, why are you making this shit complicated? I told my daughter it's stupid. I said, you should do it the way you want. There's one way. Do it the best way. She says, we like to give them different methods so they can try out and see what works the best for them. I said, if it works the best one way, they don't need to learn two other fucking ways. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, okay. Well, she can just do it the one way she likes. I'm like, okay, that's the way she's going to do it from now on instead of this fucking 10-step process. So I got approval. But why did they teach that in the first place is the point.
I don't know. I think I'm almost at that point where I'm going to start seeing this because my son is just turning 6, and I think around 7, 8 is when this whole weirdness starts, right?
Yeah.
First, like second, third grade?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Around third-ish.
It's going to be interesting. There will come a point where I will no longer be able to help him with his homework.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't understand how to do this shit. I'm pretty good in math.
Yeah.
And like, fuck it. Do it this way. I don't care what your teacher says.
Use Google. Just type that shit in Google.
Like, you're going to have a fucking calculator in your pocket anyway.
Yes.
That's what they don't understand. They still teach school like you need to memorize stuff.
You don't.
You don't. You have everything right
here. But what happens if your phone doesn't work? Well, when does that happen? I mean,
approximately never.
Never. Yeah, like today, we're making cookies, and we couldn't figure out, like, the conversion, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, just Google it. And I literally said, I was like, I wonder what they did 20 years ago when there was no Google.
And, ask your neighbor.
And, like, you have to ask somebody, or you have to, like, figure it out. Yeah. Like, it's crazy to think what power you have in this little device in your
hand. Power in your pocket.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Exactly.
Fucking weird math. Is there names for this math?
No, just in my book, it was stupid, and that's stupid what I told math. The teacher. Like, I don't care.
Your math is stupid.
It is, and I told my daughter that. So if she comes in there and tells you this math is stupid, came right from me.
Yeah.
Do not penalize her in this school system of no grades until you hit sixth grade.
There's no grades?
Not until they hit sixth grade.
So they just get, like, satisfactory or unsatisfactory?
It's like meets, working towards, or exceeding.
Oh, okay, nice.
Fucking retarded.
Interesting.
And then the wife gets all upset because she's like, oh, my God, she's got to know all this stuff. Get a fucking grade. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but once they start getting big grades, you have to, like, you know, get caught up.
You got to look big picture.
Yeah. You want to create an environment where the children have an opportunity to be free thinking and problem solving, not so much regurgitating nonsense.
Ask why.
Yes.
Why?
Excuse me, teacher. Yeah, I can just see it now. Both of my kids, I think, are going to end up getting phone calls
kicked
home.
Out.
Your child asked this question. Well.
Private school, here we go.
Or homeschool.
That's a lot of work, though.
I think that would kill my wife if we do that.
Well, I think that's part of the thing is, like, it's good just to get them out because then you get some sanity. So.
Of course.
It's all good.
It's always the holidays that bring the child talk because you're just close quarters with the family.
Yes.
Right? Things are
volatile.
Buying lots of presents and
yes,
shenanigans.
Yeah, presents are fun. I love Christmas. I love it. I don't care. People say like Christmas, ooh, consumerism, whatever. Giving gifts is great. I think it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you love to see like the whole, we do the elf on the shelf in my house. You guys mm-hmm. do that here? Yeah. You have one or two?
We have three.
Oh, Jesus.
You better step up your game. No. And they leave notes
literally,
every night.
Literally, I was held at knife point the other day. My wife says to me, we are not ever fucking getting another elf. If we get another elf, I will cut a motherfucker. And I'm like, whoa. Okay.
Matt's got a Christmas present no. for the Weigolds.
No, you can't do that because he disappears.
Oh, he's going to appear. No, he's no, going to magically
gonna
appear. I'm going to just leave him somewhere in here.
No.
Okay, there's a fucking elf on a shelf.
I've been doing all kinds of weird shit. Our elf's been like showing up like fishing with goldfish. And doing all, you guys do go crazy like that?
Yeah, my wife goes crazy.
You have to like go online and look this shit up, but it's a lot of work.
It is. They were playing my video game the other day.
Elf on the Shelf?
Yeah.
Oh, the elves were?
Yeah.
Nice.
All three of them. And then,
why do you have three elves?
I don't know.
I could see like one per kid. What's the third one?
I have no idea. I don't subscribe to
Are they all the same color and size?
I actually never looked at it.
Okay.
Shows you how Christmassy I am.
Freaky. Freaky. Anyway.
We're going to talk some UFC.
Let's talk about views.
All right. So UFC signs a Reebok uniform deal.
Nice.
And so we'll just lay it down. So it's all based upon the rankings as to how the fighters are going to get paid. So champions are going to be on one level, 1 to 5, next level, 6 to 10, next level, and then it gets 11 to 15. And then after that, everybody's just in pie level, your tomato can, you get paid this amount.
Okay.
Then you're also going to receive royalty payments for any merchandise that has your likeness on it, where you'll make 20% in perpetuity and go.
Perfect. What is that word? What does that mean?
Forever. Which is kind of weird, too, because is 20% a fair number for
forever?
You don't get to negotiate.
Depends. If you get to be a real big, I don't know, if you're a big star, that might not make sense.
Because, and then, you know, the other thing, the fight banners all go away, too.
Oh, they can't do that anymore?
No, that's
I didn't know
gone.
That part.
So this all starts, I think, July of next year. And, like...
Yeah, it's supposed to be that big expo card, right? That's when the whole thing kicks off.
So, yeah, take a point for, like, champions now. So, I think, look at Mighty Mouse, right? Xbox?
No more.
No. Like, what do you think the hit is to some of these guys? Like, well, I guess the other question is, too, and there's some other challenges, like, do you think this is good or bad? Like, what are your thoughts on it?
I don't want to say too much in one way or the other because I'm not clear on how everything's going to work. There's no numbers been given, as far as I know. At the same time, the one thing that bothers me is one thing I always liked about the UFC was the diversity in sponsorships and the different things that the guys had going on for them. Like, I was very sad when Condom Depot disappeared, you know?
Dude,
like,
wives! Yeah, come on, man.
Like, and all this stuff, and you kind of go, so now they're going to make it pretty generic. And they will have spots, supposedly, on the gear for other sponsors, but they will be completely sold by the UFC. So, like, there's no, like, chance. You can't even walk. Even the coaches and the trainers that come out with you will be sponsored by Reebok or
Well, they're getting fucked in this deal, too, because Greg Jackson came out and said, wow, I'm going to lose a lot of money because I guess he said there's 5 to 10 coaches that are sponsored right now.
Oh, sure. I would assume he's one of them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's,
yeah, he's big one
name
of the
guy.
Top guys.
It's hard to say. I think it's been well established for years and years that the UFC likes to be Nazi Germany about control, right?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to talk bad about them. Whatever they do is gold, and they control everything. So I think this is just another step in that direction. So why are we surprised? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think we talked about this before, that you lose the iconic shorts. So when you think of, like, Chuck Liddell, like his blue shorts with the icy icicles.
You think they would design special shorts for these stars or what?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
But, you know, how creative are they going to get? You're not going to see, like, the Chuck Liddell. You're not going to see the bad boy eyes. You're going to tell me you're going to see Shogun without the fucking bad boy or Gustafsson without the bad boy. Ridge Franklin, when he was in the UFC with his fucking brown and pink shorts. I mean, you think of certain fighters, you think of a certain style of short. Granted, some of these guys are retired, but Or Dennis Ballman with his fucking little Speedo.
Yeah, Speedos with his ball hair sticking out.
His balls hanging out. I'm going to miss that. It, you know, it's not, the problem is it's not a team sport. It's not a team sport. So you should have, the fighters should have their individuality, if I can say that word right. And hopefully, you know, Reebok's going to have some sort of a design crew that's going to let these guys run wild. I don't know if they will.
Nobody knows.
We're going to have to see.
Nobody knows anything. It's not been disclosed.
But there's some other side effects happening already. As John Fitch has said, that all these people that are not able to spend their money with the UFC have already started contacting him to spend their marketing dollars. So this just made every other organization so much more powerful into being a fighter to like really look at what is the UFC offering versus what is a Bellator, a World Series of Fighting, a 1FC, mm-hmm. because you can negotiate your own deals. Why wouldn't you? And especially when you look at, I think the people get fucked the most, take like a Joe Lozon, who's a veteran, who may not be ranked even in the top 15, but is a draw, and now he's going to lose so much money because he's not ranked.
Yep.
Or not ranked high enough.
Yeah.
But a veteran, and people would want to see him.
Yeah.
So this may actually force some of the fighters out because they can make more money elsewhere now.
Yeah, I wonder what the motivation was for the UFC to do this. I am hedging that it has a lot to do with the influx of cash that they need at this point, perhaps, because the dollars and cents don't seem to line up for positive cash flow. So Reebok was like, we'll throw some money at you. You want to?
Well, that's a weird thing, too, because I think they said it was a six-year deal. They didn't really announce what the amount was, and Dana White claims all the money's going to the fighters. No fucking way. You're not going to give up. Because think of all the sponsor tax that they charge to all these companies. Yeah, and
hundreds of thousands of dollars. You
know, who was it? The owner of The Throne had a nice post on the Underground.
Yep.
Which I'll post the link to the thread in the show notes, but... Like he laid out 10 things about all the issues and basically just the UFC telling them, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, which is weird because I wonder, what does this do to the bottom line of like all these brands in the market too?
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to be hit directly in the pocketbook. You know, yes, they won't be spending that money anymore,
mm-hmm.
but I wonder how much cash revenue it generated for them to be able to say like, you know, like you said, a Gustafsson or, you know, like a Shogun with his Bad Boy or,
right.
you know, the things that you think of as iconic and guys who are probably selling shorts and shirts.
Walkout t-shirts.
Right. So what does that do?
Gone.
And then what does that do for a company like MMA Warehouse, for instance, who's local here to us in Chicago, who sells all this shit? So they no longer have this stuff to mm-hmm. sell. So what are they selling? I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, there's still going to be gear available, right. but I would have to imagine if it's not getting promoted in the UFC that everybody's sales are going to go to shit.
Sure.
You know, yes, you can go. I mean, the next logical step in my book would be Bellator.
Sure.
Because they're the one who seems to be, you know, the viewership seems to be up. And if they're going to be they're focusing on quality versus quantity, it seems like you're going to get the most bang for your buck there.
Yeah, I agree.
And the fighters are already getting contacted. I also have a challenge too. If I'm a fighter, I don't want daddy negotiating my fucking deals with me having no input on that. I mean, some fighters might like that. Like, I don't know, who is it? Two fighters like Cody McKenzie and Matt Wyman who just went with no sponsors sometime, get some extra money. But that gives someone way too much power over your earnings potential. Let alone the media who determines the rankings of these fighters. Yep.
Well, I think they're going to shrink that pool down, right? I was reading that no longer the voting pool has been shrunk a lot.
Yeah.
For who gets to rank fighters.
It should be. And I think, I don't know if it was Cage Potato put out an article of like the top 10 worst voters out of the media for that.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of them were... from like Telemundo or Univision or may not be following the sport very closely and just kind of phoning it in, but
yeah,
interesting.
It's we got to see some numbers and I want to see some reactions, real reactions from fighters who are in the mix for this. I think it'd be interesting to see guys who move from the UFC elsewhere in the year or so that after this gets put into place, when guys are like in the UFC in 2015 and early 2016, and then they go to other orgs and they're going to be vocal about what happened. I think the top guys will make money, but I'm not sure that some of the middle tier and lower tier guys are going to benefit.
The veterans are going to get fucked.
Yeah. And plus, like you said, any guy who's exciting yet not winning a lot.
Diego Sanchez.
Yeah, exactly. Diego. I mean, Joe Lozon. I mean, there's a list of guys who are exciting to follow.
And you know they're getting good sponsor money.
Oh, sure.
Not anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have to see how it's all going to lay out. Right now, I'm not a fan of it. I don't like someone negotiating my deals for me.
I got
to
see these uniforms too. It's how's
right, because then now we're gonna get what the standard. You're wearing red. You're wearing blue. Yay! And then what's special about it? This is the other thing I don't think that Reebok is getting. If everybody's wearing it, nobody wants it.
Yeah.
Like there's something to it. Like you would find your favorite fighter, whatever gear he's wearing. That's what you want to go after. Mm-hmm. Fuck, that's, oh, I like this fighter, so I want to wear what he's wearing. Well, everybody's wearing Reebok. Well, no one's going to want to wear it then.
Yep.
We'll just saying. Unless you're going to put skulls and fucking tattoos all over your gear. Old school MMA fucking t-shirts.
That may very well
affliction.
Happen. Yeah.
We'll see. So I'm completely optimistic about this.
Sounds like it.
I'm sure this is all going to work out very well for the UFC. Totally not for Bellator.
No.
I'm sure Brock Lesnar will like that when he comes over. Speaking of Brock Lesnar, Ingo.
Yes.
UFC just signed CM Punk.
Who?
A 36-year-old WD-40.
Weapon of mass destruction?
Yes, he's a weapon of mass destruction. To a UFC contract, he is 0-0. His mixed martial arts record.
Yeah.
What do you make of this?
Well, like we said before we started the show, I definitely last night my opinion of it was like, huh? And then go, okay. But driving home, I was thinking, you know, if they let Bellator sign this guy, that would be a huge media nightmare. And I think they kind of have no choice but to sign these crazy big name stars. If there could be more of these guys. I mean, I don't even know who you'd pick for that, but they have to sign this guy because no way can they let Bellator pick this guy up.
Why?
Because it will be, I mean, they would counter-programming and the fans that he brings over. And at the same time, I think, as I said about the Reebok deal, the UFC's hurting for ratings. They need to do something. And if this is it, you know, if this is like a ploy to get some views on the pay-per-view, I don't care if he wins or loses. He could be fighting anybody. He's going to draw. He's definitely going to draw. People.
Well, you see the amount of reaction. Like, there's a lot of comments in traction on anything CM Punk related.
Yeah.
Just from the announcement. So, fans actually want to see it.
Sure.
I don't know if I want to see it per se. I don't.
If it's like
really
the first fight on a major card, sure, why not? Or, like, you know, it's got to be on the pay per view.
Yeah.
So,
it's like, that's tough.
Who are they going to put him up against? You know?
I don't know. I'm going to save that. I know a lot of people ask questions. So,
we'll save it for later.
All, yeah.
Okay.
For their questions.
So, you like this or you don't like it?
I think it's fucked up when you're signing a person that has no mixed martial arts experience.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to sign, you might as well sign Jose Canseco. You might as well sign fucking Shaq.
Sure.
And have those two
be
fight.
Freaks of nature. Because I always thought the UFC was the pinnacle of technical skill and overall fighting ability. Right. But I'm not sure how this guy qualifies to be on this roster.
Right. It makes perfect sense because you don't want Ben Askren, but you do want CM Punk.
Which is funny, yes. Ben, who's boring yet very skilled. I don't know. Who happens to train with Anthony Pettis.
Right. He was in his corner.
Yes, he was.
Fucking shit, man. I just say it looks like the UFC is struggling. And they're just fucking pulling at shit. Like, oh, what can we do? What can we do? Scale back. Make your pay-per-views stacked. Cut one quarter of your roster. Lose 125. The whole division, you can go. Fucking gone. See, that's why I'm running shit. 125 out.
Okay.
145 women in.
Nice. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Damn right. Gina Carano's. She might even make 145.
160.
That's fine. Whatever. Let's do a 165 woman division.
It's the best 160 ever.
That's right. What else is going on? How about you see this Mickey Rourke? You motherfucker, 68. For 62, he looked fucking phenomenal.
He's on the sauce.
That's a handsome bastard for 62.
He's on the sauce, for sure.
Sure he is. He was so lean. He almost looked hippish, like Michael Stipe. I'm not saying he has AIDS, but...
Pre-AIDS?
Yeah. AIDS he's considering
AIDS precursor?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's terrible.
Might want to get a blood test. Okay. I'm just saying.
We're going to get... No, we're hate mail.
It's all alleged. Nothing. Is there over there?
Yes.
Blasphemy?
I saw the thing, but you know, it looked a little suspicious to me. And then my suspicions were confirmed not even 24 hours later. Supposedly the guy he fought is like homeless or something.
Fucking mentally retarded.
Strange.
I saw the match and it's like, man, what's going on? This guy doesn't look like he's trying very hard.
No.
Mickey is not very fast for 62, but no. This other guy just not.
What's the motivation? I don't understand.
What?
Like, for Mickey Rourke, like, why? I mean, I know he used to be a boxer and all that shit.
Maybe he just wants to get a little taste again. But do you think he knew what this guy was? Do you think he actually thought he won that fight? Or does he know, like, this guy was just there to...
Does it matter?
Take a loss.
I don't know. I don't think it matters.
Well, I just wonder, like, is he an ethical person, you know?
Oh.
That you go into this... thinking, I still got a shot. I'm going to win.
I doubt it. Like, I think he knew what was up.
Just give me a can.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me smash him.
Oh, yeah. I'll take a can. Tomato can.
It's kind of sad in one
it is.
Sense.
It just shows you that fighting, it's exciting, but it's also, the moment is so fleeting. It's like, you know, you can get your taste, and then it's like, if it goes, you may never get it back again, and that's what... It's like gambling, you know, people they always want to have a shot at that big win, you know, and they just never quite get it anymore, and it just ruins a person. Mm. And I think that seems like what Mickey, you know, I mean, in The Wrestler, he was amazing, and I think it's because it mirrored his life.
Looked like he lost about 100 pounds since that movie.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying.
You saw that movie, I assume, yeah.
That was a good movie.
Did you like it?
It was sad, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
But I think that movie mirrored his life in general, like how it all played out in a bit. And same kind of thing. I mean, this guy was like, what is that movie, 9.5 weeks or whatever? Like, he was like at the top in the 80s, right? Wasn't he like the man? Look at him now.
Wasn't he in Iron Man 2?
Oh, yeah, he was. I don't know if I saw that. Maybe.
In Sin City?
Oh, he was good in that. I saw that. It's a good movie.
Ain't gonna happen. He's six. Maybe he should fight Jean-Claude Goddamn.
No, dude.
Bring him in MMA. Come on.
Jean-Claude Goddamn.
I just watched, like, I guess he had some old reality show, Jean-Claude.
Oh, yeah?
It's on one of those channels. I watched a little bit. That fucker's gone. He's just so mental.
Oh, he's
like, oh, my God.
Awesome.
He's made way too many monies. And
I suppose he parties pretty fucking hard. From what I read, he likes to party. So why not?
Hey, why not?
I would do the same thing,
man.
Life is short.
Mm-hmm. What else we got going on? Oh, Alan Belcher. He's making a comeback. Summer of 2015, coming back at 205.
So the eye's okay?
Things he's moving up in weight, 205.
Okay. He likes to eat, too, apparently.
Yes, I like that. I like that. I think that's a good move for him.
Okay.
We'll have to see how it plays out. Get a Michael Bisping rematch?
I'm not sure because, you know what?
I always thought
he was kind of a pudgier 185-er.
Mm-hmm.
So now going up to 205, it's like he's even more pudgy, or did he bulk up?
I think he just doesn't want to cut the weight, probably.
Okay, sure.
And I think he was the first person that I can remember in the UFC throwing a strike off the cage. He threw a Superman
Akiyama?
Punch, and landed it. And he won that fight, too. Fucking.
I don't recall.
He lost it, but he should have won it. I'd say blasphemy on the judges.
Sure,
again.
Sure.
What else is going on?
Oh, speaking of which, one of your favorites and from the past, did you see the Brandon Vera finish?
Yes! Let me just say, Soccer Kicks, I love you, Soccer Kicks.
Bisping!
I love you. I didn't even hear the guy say, Grounded Fighter, or whatever the rule was.
I think the first one was pretty brutal, but he let up after that.
Kicked him two more, and the third one, he kicked him in the fucking back of the head. It was awesome.
But, it seemed like he didn't kick him as hard as he could have.
No, but I like this. I don't know what it is. There's something to the brutality that you don't get it. It's almost Mortal Kombat-ish where you're getting that finish.
Finish him!
fucking soccer kick. And then there were a couple other fights where you had, I think a guy threw a flying knee, and then he fucking soccer kicked the guy in the head and just blasted him out. Love this. See, this is the excitement the UFC is missing. Okay. Introduce the Bisping role for us for 2015.
The fans get the vote.
Yeah.
Bisping! The cage turns red.
Yes, yes! And it shrinks.
Okay, head soccer kicks are in.
Okay, pride rules are in. Pride rules! Crazy. Still want that pride event.
Yeah.
Fuckers, you got to do something. Change your rule set.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Nope.
Moving right along, we'll go into some UFC 181.
Yes, sir.
Recap being brought to you by Caveman Coffee. You can save 10% off with code MMA Nuts. Tire Buyer, you get 30 off of 400 with code MMA Nuts 30. Go Daddy, you get 32% off with go 32 off 6. You can be used for weird extensions like go fuck yourself. Dot go fuck yourself.
Org.
No, that's your extension. Dot go fuck yourself. What? They have all these weird extensions now.
You can buy dot go fuck yourself?
Sure. Dot yoga. Dot triple X.
Weird.
Dot anal.
Well, supposedly they're running out of dot com.
So yeah, I just talked to him the other day. He's like, they're so gone, all the dot
coms. There's nothing left.
You got to get one of the extensions. Okay. So. UFC 181 recap.
Yes, sir. What's AC?
Where do you want to start? Travis Brown, Brendan Schaub.
What?
What happened?
There's a robbery. Schaub was robbed.
Yeah, I agree. 300%. I cannot lie.
What was all the controversy with this? I thought it was a fair stoppage.
I thought it was an early stoppage.
He's just yelling, hit him in the head! He just wanted to see more punishment. He was like, beat him up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on now.
The problem, Travis Brown wasn't really, he wasn't letting the hands go for the first 3 minutes.
No.
And then Schaub comes in, he clips him with an uppercut. And then Brendan was doing a zombie guard.
He was?
For a little bit. Who did he do that against before? The zombie guard. Was that Big Nog?
Maybe. Sounds.
We got dropped and zombie guarded?
Maybe.
Could be. It was epic, though. And then Travis goes down to the ground, and he's playing mount, unmount, mount, unmount, back mount. Tries to punch his ears off. Eventually, they stop it. I still say premature stoppage. Be okay with an immediate rematch. If they want to do it, but I have better fights for both guys. And then afterwards, Travis is whispering sweet nothings into Brendan's ear.
And he's like, I can fuck you right now.
Yes. Don't you talk bad about Edmund. Yeah. I will fuck you. I'll fuck your mother.
I love it.
I'll fuck your mother, sister.
Yeah.
And whoever else gets in this way.
Mother, sister.
What?
I love it.
Is he it?
Nice.
Okay. So, yeah, at least you got a clear finish. First round.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a weird matchup, too, because Travis Brown is ranked three. Schaub, not in the top 15.
Nope.
I don't know why that fight got made, but I'm okay with the results. So, next for Brown, he's in a weird spot because you kind of have to see what's going to happen with Velasquez. Is Velasquez going to come back? When does he come back? Because he has to fight Verdum to unify the title. So, that takes those guys out. Brown's at three. And then you have Junior Dos Santos, who's ranked higher than Brown at two. That's what I couldn't come up with last night. I'm like, who the fuck is in there? Like, oh, Dos Santos.
Yeah, JDS.
So you have JDS and Miocic fighting in like a week or two. So you could have him fight winner of that. He's not going to sit around. He's not going to sit around and wait for a title.
No.
So he wants to stay active. And then Schaub, I'm just thinking Mark Hunt.
Oh, Jesus.
Mark Hunt. You know, while Hunt's coming off a loss, Schaub's coming off a loss. They had some Twitter heat.
Okay. Does Schaub want any part of that?
Just trying to send Schaub into early retirement.
Okay. Yeah.
Schaub could win that.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
I don't know about that.
Maybe.
He's on a two-fight losing streak.
Yes, I don't know. That's a tough one.
If not four.
Yeah.
Or three. I don't know. He's on the borderline of getting cut. Mm-hmm. Although he was advertising his podcast on his fight banner. Good for him.
At least for now.
Yeah. No longer that lasts. Yeah. You're going to get out before you get too punch drunk. Moving right along. Anthony Pettis versus Gilbert Melendez.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Well, Gilbert tried his little Randy Couture, as you called it. You were screaming at the TV.
Sucking the life out of the fucking sport.
That was angry during that fight. Until Pettis decided to turn it on a little bit. He kind of, he impressed me though. I thought Pettis wasn't afraid to trade. I think when he had the opportunity, he was like, we'll go. I'll throw a little heat with you. But, you know, I think Gil just, you know, he wasn't going to do five rounds of that. And Pettis was like, we're not doing five rounds of that.
Mm-hmm.
So slick with his jiu-jitsu. I think I don't give that guy enough credit for how good his jiu-jitsu. He's very offensive with his jiu-jitsu.
Well, you had him down, and then that scramble, he locked the guillotine. I'm like, oh, shit, that's done. Yep. Rolled him over. Tap. First time Lendez gets submitted or finished ever in his career.
Yep. Impressive.
Yes.
So he was knocking guys out. Now he's submitting guys. I mean, it's is Anthony Pettis like the best?
Yes. What did he say about his takedown defense?
It's got better. I wasn't sure if he was serious.
I guess it's the best takedown defense.
Was he being sarcastic or what?
Like, you got taken down at least four times in the first round. Yeah. The second round,
he was doing some sprawling. It was a little bit better.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was his goal in the first round to get taken down a lot. I'm not sure.
Maybe he's just playing possum. Like, I'm going to lead him into a false sense of security. let him take him down. Take me down at will.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to stuff him in the second round. He'll be very confused.
I let you take me down. Yes. Now I won't let you.
Yes. How does it feel now?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's impressive. Pettis is, after the layoff, he looked pretty sharp.
Yeah, both of them. He had, 13, 14 months off.
Yeah.
Looked good. A little winded, maybe, but.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know.
He recover.
He did. Pettis is impressive. He's very composed. You know, I think it's between him and John Jones for pound for pound best fighter in MMA right now. And it's hard because Jones has done so much to finish stuff in dramatic fashion. So I think Pettis has a pretty steep hill to climb.
Finishing, but it's still early.
Yeah.
You know, he won the title, defended it once. Jones has
defended a bunch of times.
Multiple times. So
we'll see how Pettis does. He's next young, two, three though. Fights, he's got opportunity to perhaps be the best fighter in the world. I think it's John Jones than him right now. I think you'd have to really stretch to say anybody else in the top two. Did they say who they're going to give him next?
Well, at the post-fight press conference, Nurmagomedov was calling him out and saying, I want to fight you.
He was there?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Blah, blah, blah. Pettis is going, yeah, I'm okay. We'll fight. That's what they want.
Bring it.
And he kept yapping. Pettis is going, does he speak English? I already said I would fight him. Someone fucking translate it.
I didn't watch it. That must have been funny.
It was funny. It was a short press conference.
Okay.
But they had everyone up there could handle the mic well, which is good to see.
Nice.
And then next for Melendez, it's kind of weird. I was thinking maybe a Josh Thompson. I know they
Bellator.
Fought. I know they fought in Strikeforce and
sent him to Bellator.
Well. He's the one who held out. I don't know how many fights he signed that contract for. Because remember, he was,
five.
He had a bunch of offer. I think he had an offer from World Series of Fighting. Then went to Bellator. And then Bellator made him some crazy deal. And then the UFC had the right to match. And then that's how Melendez ended up getting the title shot. So, I think he probably sticks around. But he's in that weird spot now of, you know, you've lost to Ben Henderson. Wasn't Henderson the champ at the time when they fought, and
sounds
he lost
right.
that? I don't know. My memory fails me of late, but I don't know what to do with him.
Need some ginkgo biloba.
Maybe. Is that anal?
No.
Is that African
oral.
For anal?
No.
Or oral?
Oral suppositories.
Okay. Right. That's what I need. Maybe I need a slit.
Okay.
Is that a beer?
Could be. Schlitz? That's Schlitz.
That's close.
We were close.
Always close. They're moving right along.
Main event time.
The best
the
fight.
The main event.
On the
round
card.
6 through 10.
That's what I say about this
fight.
Were
you bored?
A little bit. Well, first off, it looked like Hendricks took some cocaine in the Vaseline. He had some Vaseline on him, and he kind of wiped in his nose, and he kind of he made his hat. Crazy.
He likes Vaseline up his nostrils.
Yeah. I don't know why, but he looked like he was a little coked up.
Good.
You watch that.
Good for him.
Cocaine high. I thought Hendricks won this fight. I was a little shocked at the results. It was definitely, in my book, 3-2 for Hendrix.
Okay.
I could argue it 4-1, and it really is round 5 is clearly Lawler. I thought 2-3-4 Hendrix. 1 debatable, but probably Lawler's. I mean, like, huh. The thing I was impressed with, and I missed it the first time they fought, was the amount of leg kicks that Hendrix landed. Because he was finishing combinations with, like, a outside leg kick. And then he'd switch it up and hit inside, outside, inside. So by that fourth and fifth round, like, Lawler's mobility wasn't there. But unfortunately, Hendrix's overall game plan just went to shit and decides, I'm just going to go for a takedown, but not go for a takedown. So I'm just going to grab your leg and hold on.
Nice.
So I don't know if he was just trying to coast in the last couple rounds.
He
but
was tired.
The fifth round was complete shit.
Yeah.
And luckily, Herb Dean was in there and saw it was shit and kept separating. Crowd was booing him.
Sure.
They're booing Hendrix. And then the last 20 seconds or so, Lawler goes into fucking full beast mode and goes for the finish. And he may have just stole the fight there.
Maybe.
Because one of the judges scored it 49-46 Lawler. There's no fucking way. You're telling me you won four rounds? Bullshit. Yes. So, I think one of the problems in this fight, I think a couple things. Hendrix looked like he was fighting not to lose. Not fighting to win. Like a GSP type, I'm going to play it safe kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he had problems with the weight cut. I think he's, the post-fight press conference, he said he's walking around like 215. What are you, Rumble? Rumble Johnson going down to 170 and cut fucking 45 pounds? Give me a break.
It's a lot.
So
45 pounds? That's crazy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would die if I lose 5 pounds right now.
Yeah, that makes 40, me
45.
Like, that hurts my feelings just to think about cutting that much weight.
Could you imagine?
No.
You had to cut 45 pounds?
Fuck off. Right. No, we're not fighting. That's why I say open weight. Open weight, no weight cut. Gentlemen's agreement. Like, let's just both be close to this agreed upon weight.
We're in the ballpark.
Yes.
Within 14,500 pounds.
Because it's stupid. This whole weight cutting thing is stupid. If you're both 200 and you're cutting down to 170 and then you both rehydrate to 200, there's no competitive advantage based on your weight.
Well,
let's just agree to fight. Fuck weight classes.
I'm with you.
Great. Let's do this.
I like it.
All right. So, the question is, are they going to have an immediate rematch? I don't know. I don't have a flavor for it. I don't want to see it.
I think no.
I don't want to see it.
I don't think so.
Roy McDonald was rumored to have the next shot at whoever won this fight. Mm-hmm. And I think that fight makes the most sense. You make Lawler, McDonald. Lawler wants some time off because he's like, fuck, man, I just had 3 fights, like, back to back to back. No time off. Haven't seen my family. Probably needs... give him a good month off before you even start talking about another fight. Then make that McDonald one. Next for Hendrix, I want to see him fight Woodley, but Woodley's fighting Gastelum. So,
ooh, that's a tough fight, too.
That I don't know if you give him the winner of that, because I think Woodley is 3 or 4 and Gastelum's 7. So winner of that's going to maybe take the number 3 spot. But
yeah.
That may be the next best fight because you also have Condit and Matt Brown in there. But I want those two to fight when Condit comes back. And then I think next is Hector Lombard is in the mix. But
he is.
I think for Hendrix, I think Woodley is the next best fight.
I like
fight
that one, yeah.
If they can make that happen. But
absolutely.
He's got to get past Gastelum. 170. I think that's going to be the rotating weight class of
seems like
champs because everyone's so equally skilled now. It's like you don't have this GSP up on the pedestal. That skill
nope.
set is pretty fucking high. Yes, it was slipping near the end before he left off, but all these other guys, it seems like anybody could win on any given date. Just who shows up that night.
I concur. Makes sense to me.
He'll buy that for a dollar.
Or $2.
Yes.
3 even.
Moving right along.
4.
Hey, Ask the Nuts, as I didn't even change the slide. I'm on point tonight,
oops.
Ingo. It's all right.
You got it.
So Ask the Nuts. You can ask us, Nuts. You could email us at fans@MMA Nuts. You get a fucking question into it.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah.
We don't advertise that.
Not so much. It's fucked up because we make these posts on Facebook, but, you know, you have 156,000 fans, but they only show the post to like 1,000. Facebook's retarded.
You're the devil.
I'd pay you, Facebook.
Fuck you, Facebook.
I would pay you to show our post to everybody. I'll pay you a monthly fee of no more than $9.99.
That sounds fair.
Just show it to everybody so we can get all the questions. So
yes.
That's another option. Asking us questions. So Adam Lucky asked us a question somewhere. Might have even been on YouTube. It says, have you guys heard of Marcin Tybura, the 12-0 heavyweight? And if so, what do you think about him? Had not heard of him.
Haven't heard of him.
Watched one of his fights. Was not impressed. And even though he's like, you look at these guys and say, okay, great, he's 12-0. I think he's fighting an M1.
He's 18-1,000-0.
Right. Come to the UFC. It's so night and day different. You know, look at all the guys from Bellator that have come over, like Hector Lombard, Eddie Alvarez. You're a big fish in Little Pond, but then you come here and you're probably, the real ranking is you're probably number 10 on the UFC scale. If you're number one in some other org, so.
There's always a bigger fish.
Yes. And then he also says, Matt looks like John Benjamin.
Who's that?
That guy.
I don't see it.
Neither do I. That guy's a skinny fucker with gray beard.
Maybe.
No.
Possible.
The same style. It's the little hair and beard. Mm-hmm. He's a little too scruffy.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know. Edmark Cock. Says, am I the only one who wants to see a super fight between Aldo and Pettis?
No, I'd watch that. That sounds exciting.
Pettis wants to do it. It doesn't sound like Aldo wants to.
No.
Too scary.
For sure. That would solve one of the pound-for-pound greatest equations for me. You know, whoever won that is that person and John Jones. But I still say Pettis owns
it. That who?
Pettis will own Aldo.
He will.
Size.
That's why they should do that fight, but I think the UFC wants to protect all their champions. But
of course.
Maybe they should jump the shark that way of all your champions fight.
Super fight.
Yep. Mike Smith. There you go. How will Chicago-born CM Punk do in MMA?
Terrible. I think he'll lose his first two fights and then fade away into the nothingness.
He's better to burn out than to fade away? Maybe he should juice to the gills and get popped.
Yeah.
That would be my advice. Juice to the gills.
Yes.
Rodrigo Machado, this is like 4 CM Punk questions in here, by the way. He says, I'm taking a step down from his heel run. He says, now that CM Punk has signed with the UFC, do you think he has a better shot at middleweight or welterweight?
Middle. Skinnier is better.
Well, welterweight, I don't know if he can make the cut. You're probably right. I think middle maybe better. Just depends who they match him up against. Aurelius Goldie Masoy says, on CM Punk's debut, who do you think the UFC will match him up against?
Hard to say.
A no-name guy or a UFC seasoned fighter?
Hopefully it's a no-name guy.
I have a named guy. His name is Herschel Walker.
I like it.
He's a little too big.
He's big.
But maybe we could do a catchweight or a gentleman's agreement.
We're just going to fight.
Let's be around 200.
Yeah. Well, Bisping says he wants a piece of that CM Punk. That is not a fight
no,
CM Punk
that's
wants
not fair.
Any part of.
No.
Bisping will murder that guy.
Unless we're going to allow the Bisping rule.
Then it's okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you could take him down. The problem is CM Punk does not have the wrestling background like the Brock Lesnar did to come over. He allegedly has some Kenpo and, you know, some jiu-jitsu. I don't know how many years it's under legit people, but,
yeah,
you know, to go from zero fights to the UFC, unless your name is Brock Lesnar, I just don't see how you're going to be successful.
Yeah.
You know, look at, like we were just saying, you number one in Bellator, and then you come over, you're number 10 in UFC. Okay, you are nothing in nothing. And then you're going to come to the UFC and you don't have the credential, I think you're going to get your ass handed to yourself. Frank Fleming, do you think signing CM Punk shows desperation by the UFC to create some buzz
yes.
and increase pay-per-view sales?
Absolutely.
100%. Alan Weir, it seemed that Lawler's hand was hurt. He stopped throwing punches after the third round of the fight. It seemed boring. Could be I didn't hear anything yet about a broken hand, but it's a rumor. Justin Dr. Mount Carter closes out. He says, Godzilla, King Kong, and Matt on the TRT Jesus Load in a free-for-all. Who takes it?
Oh, dude. Definitely Matt on the TRT Jesus Load.
Matt's all
He's throwing haymakers.
Yeah. Throwing bombs at your mom.
With the TRT, you might take a few shots, but if anything connects from you, it's over.
Yeah. It's sleepy time. And then what was his other question? Oh, I think we've asked this or answered it before. Who are some fighters who would be unbeatable on TRT? And he says his choice would be Lawler, would be killing people. Well, he thought the BJ Penn on the TRT would be fucking phenomenal.
On the TRT juice?
Yes.
TRT.
Someone who probably never even tried it. Brock BJ Lesnar. Penn? Yeah. Well, then we have to have a no weight limit. Why does heavyweight have to stop at 265? Mark Hunt.
Yeah.
Mark Hunt. 300. I like him on the TRT.
I too.
That's it for all the questions.
Yes.
Go to knowledge.
You got any knowledge, sir?
Well, I just watched this. I was telling you before we started this about a 35-minute documentary. It's the rise and fall of Derek Bogard.
Nice.
He's an enforcer. He was on the Wild for Minnesota Wild for many years, and then on the New York Rangers. And you know, apparently he had mixed some alcohol with Oxycontins and ended up killing himself.
Terrible.
Accidentally. And when they examined his brain afterwards, they said he had CTE. I forgot what it stands for. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy or something. But which is bad and basically
it sounds
like,
bad.
Not good. It means you're gonna be retarded or something at some point. But yes. Good documentary to watch, but
on YouTube or what?
Yeah, it was on YouTube. I'll post the link
nice
in the notes here. But it's one of the things you don't think about, especially for like a hockey enforcer, and you've seen I think Bob Probert was another guy. I think he ended up fucking up and ended up killing himself or something, but you know. It's a hockey enforcer. You're out there. You're fucking fighting. You're just absorbing blows to the head. And it's not a sport of there's skill involved, but it's take one to give one. You know, your goal is just to stand there and fucking bang it out while you're getting fucking punched in the face.
Yep.
And unless you're, like, it was saying John Scott, where you're what? How big was that motherfucker? Did I say 6'7 or 6'8, 270? Where you have such a reach that's so far where you can grab the guy and just bring him up with the other hand. Fuck, that is a tough gig. It's a tough gig. But interesting little...
Much respect for the enforcer.
Yes. Interesting little documentary. I miss the days of old school hockey. It seemed like I'm watching, like I was telling you, I've watched a handful of Blackhawks games this year. Yet to see one fight.
Yeah, they don't fight much.
Fuck,
not
man.
Like they used to.
That's blasphemy. I mean, yes, I know this shit's happening and whatever, but maybe the goal isn't to ban fighting from fucking hockey. You're never going to ban fighting from hockey, but maybe you could look at a treatment to treat people with concussions better. Why don't people work on some sort of, I don't know if you need a drug, maybe marijuana is the cure?
For traumatic brain injury?
Something. Well, they said the TRT is actually good for that.
Supposed to help, yeah.
You know? So maybe football should start looking into alternate treatments of, like, how to deal with this versus making the game just a handful of pussies who are playing flag football at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with treatment as long as it's delivered rectally.
Yes. Bent over, grab your ankles.
Rectal treatment.
Drop your pants, grab your ankles. Big fat chubby doctor fingers.
Perfect.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. Two in the pink, one in the stink?
Yes.
Nice.
So he's for the win, Ingo. For the win. For the win.
Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Yep. My name is Ingo Weigelt.
Hey, Griffith.
See you next time.
Thanks for playing.